Dr. Carter, can you explain to us what leptospirosis is for those who aren't familiar with it?
Well, it's a disease caused by an organism, Leptospira enterogens, and there's several serovars to this, and it's a gram-negative organism. It's motile. It kind of moves across the microscope when you're watching it. It's a tightly coiled spiral single-cell organism with a little hook on the end. It's kind of a pretty little guy. It's very hard to culture in the lab, so we use other methods to diagnose it. It does like moist, temperate environments, and of course, it's shed wildlife sheds this thing into the environment, and of course, domestic animals can do the same. It's generally the portal of entry is through mucous membranes or abraded skin. It goes from there to lymphatics in the bloodstream with a bacteremia in about 4 to 10 days, and ends up in the liver, kidney, muscles, eyes, and even in the brain, and of course the genital tract. The portal of exit is urine. So again, that's where we get this thing, completes the cycle, gets back into the environment.